You're watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Rick, Bweebum, featuring XV.
Okay, screw it. You're watching Radio Free Cybertron. I am Brian Kilby. We're having technical issues this week.
When aren't we?
The intro is not working. Software update failure 2 weeks in a row.
Good thing we don't have a wiki spotlight this week.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
You'll have to do this live.
It would not work. It would not work, so. I digress.
I'm glad I'm here then, because then I wouldn't be able to do a comic highlight.
Yes, very true. So this week we have Lady Wreck, XV, Rob Springer, Peter Van, John DeLuna, and who is this? Anthony, Ironhide 1975.
Hello.
Awesome.
We're also having technical difficulties again. We don't have the beautiful full screen view, so you're going to be stuck with me or jerky video. So,
same difference.
Yeah, same difference. But you get me in two nice perspectives, so I'm very sorry.
Different definition of jerky, but same thing.
Yes, so. You know, actually, we got started late for people watching live, and I know we sort of, you know, people listening to podcasts, like, why are you referencing this stuff? We don't know. Why are you talking about the video? We don't know. Well, we really enjoy doing video. We really enjoy interacting with the fans live. And that's, you know, increasingly, since we've been doing this for like the last year, a little over a year, I think, that's become increasingly part of the show. But we started late this week so that I could actually get out and exercise. I'm getting back into that. I was looking at myself at BotCon last year and I'm like, Jesus, I'm fat. It's like, that's not me. That's somebody else. That's some fat guy. So I'm actually sort of refocusing on that. I think we actually may move the show to later in the day so that I can get my exercise in. But, you know, we're also going to bring back, believe it or not, no lies, Get the Skinny.
So, no, you're not.
Yes, I am. Plus,
no, this is like the fifth time you said that.
Plus,
and you're still saying it.
Plus, we're going to start the Screen View podcast soon, and Anthony is going to be on that, at least tentatively.
Okay. We are behind you 100%, boss.
Yes,
let's do it. So, let's do it.
So yes,
maybe like 40%.
I'm behind myself at least 30%. So you're doing better than
I am. Depends on how much I've had a drink. When
yeah,
I'm behind,
that's a neat so trick.
Ooh, yeah.
But yeah, so tune in live.
Join it for that.
Eight o'clock. If the show's okay, it's safe to tune in at 8 o'clock. So if the show hasn't started, 8 o'clock Eastern, pre-show will have started. So for you at least, it's worth it. It's fun. It's awesome.
Whoa.
So actually, we don't. You know, I'm not saying don't listen because it's going to be fun, but we don't actually have a lot going on this week. JD's out. He like completely just bailed on us. It's like he's got a life or something.
Hmm. He's eating ice cream.
He could be.
Actually, that wouldn't be too bad.
I would love to have
that. That's possible. Right, he updated something on his Twitter feed about something.
Thunder.
Yeah. About eating ice cream.
What's Thunder? Is Thunder ice cream?
Could be.
Raiden's over there.
Thunder Cats.
The new Ben and Jerry's.
Yes.
Raiden's actually standing there going like, yummy! It's like all crashing.
While they're eating ice cream.
He's
melting when Raiden
touches
it. Ice cream
would be great.
Yeah.
For your entertainment, Raiden.
Raiden. Actually, Raiden. You know, Raiden, Mortal Kombat came out, what, yesterday, day before?
Like a day and a half ago, I guess.
Yeah, I actually ordered my copy because I probably shouldn't say that too loudly. I ordered my copy. Kim's listening. I ordered my copy because I had a PayPal balance that I wanted to use. But so I can actually talk about that with you, John, next week on New Soundwave, but you can talk about it yourself.
Thank God this isn't going on the internet.
Yeah.
I'll talk about it to myself.
Kim doesn't watch this. So, yeah.
Is this like a new Mortal Kombat game?
It's a good Mortal Kombat game. It's the first one since Mortal Kombat 2.
So they would believe. Did we have Mortal Kombat 3?
No, we're talking about the first good one.
We're talking about Mortal Kombat 9. That's called Mortal Kombat because you need to ignore the last six.
Yeah, so we'll get to that new sound wave. We'll get to that new sound. So let's go ahead and jump into the news. And we're actually starting off with what may be the worst bit of news in history. As far as I'm concerned.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
The Shout Headmasters DVD set will not include the dub.
What the crap?
Injustice.
I am honest to God going to cancel my pre-order.
Yeah, I think on Twitter, TechCore said it the best when he said, Headmasters DVD sets, prepare for your death today, you're going to die.
I'm sorry. I'm usually like, okay, I respect their decision. No. I'm sorry. I've watched Headmasters VR without the dubs. No, that is a bad show. That is not TV.
What is it going to include then?
Crap.
Japanese also with English subtitles.
It's going to not include being good.
Well, will at least give us the subtitles.
Yeah, it would be subtitled.
I would hope so. That would
apparently what it is. The Shout Factory people wanted to get the dub track for it, but Hasbro objected.
Extremely.
So I'm canceling this on Amazon right now, and Amazon, of course, is asking for a reason, and my reason is this isn't going to be good now.
So I'm going to completely show my butt over this one. Every single thing that doesn't go my way from now on, I'm going to throw a fit and blame this as why. Are you kidding me?
Why?
Get this instead of
why did they okay in the Metrodome set? I don't get that.
I think we need to like explain the whole story, right? I mean, this is the explanation that they have, is that, you know, Hasbro is they are quote unquote from Shout Factory's Brian Ward dead set against including the dubs on the DVDs. One of the reasons is because they feel that there are certain things that were done in the fan dubs because they're not, you know, people are having fun because they're fan dubs. They say certain things that could be considered.
These aren't fan dubs.
Exactly, but they don't want to put something like that on the DVDs.
Oh, they were considering the actual the fan dubs?
No.
That was one of their considerations, right?
Oh, that's crap. I don't give a crap about fan dubs.
Another consideration. I'm sorry, Anthony?
Well, what weren't they going to do? I thought my understanding was that they were going to put on the Indian translation that was the one with the Billy, you know, calling Blaster
the
Billy.
Singapore dubs, as we used to call them.
I'm sorry, Singapore.
Mm-hmm. The
RTV.
Yeah.
But they're not using the Singapore dubs either?
No. The RTM1 dub, the Omni Productions dub, not in this. So they're not getting my money.
Okay, so can somebody just take the video then and then just, I mean...
You could. Could just torrent
it. Of it, but it I already exists. Once.
That's not.
Not that I'm encouraging people to do that, but it's already out there.
Now we have high quality video, so you just take the high quality video and just put the dub right on top of it. You'll get a better version.
It's not
of the
so
video.
Much the high quality video; it's just getting it on DVD that works on every other DVD player except for my old one from 2000.
I mean, I've had these for years, but long before they were available on the on the market in the UK. So it's not like I'm missing out on this stuff. I've had this stuff since like the late 1990s. But I wanted to pay for this. I wanted to give Hasbro and Shout Factory money for this, but now I don't want
to
because
Walmart
I don't want
and buy it.
Yes,
I want to go pick it up.
What XV?
Walk around the whole store doing that.
You want is subtitled Headmasters, up until last week, you could get that fan sub very easily.
So are we sure it's just not something like where they just couldn't find a quality version of the dubs, or there wasn't like a, you know, they couldn't...
No, specifically Hasbro is objecting to something to do with this dub and have not allowed Shout
it's bad.
To use it.
That's why
they're
they don't want to use it. It's bad.
Right, so they're objecting to it. And the other question is, hey, why can't they just create new ones?
That would be so expensive. That would be they would never make their money back. That's an awful idea.
So according to Brian Ward, he says the Hasbro brand team not only objects to any of the previously made dubs because of the difference of the names and yada yada, but they also, if they want to create new ones, they want final approval over the English-based script, the voice actors who will read this script, as well as the final audio. So I mean,
basically, if you don't just put a whole lot of money into it and make the dubs like the best they can possibly be, they're not going to prove it one way or the other.
It wouldn't make sense to do that.
Any kind of property like this. This is not anything special. It's just because of the way it's being perceived.
If they were ever going to do this, that would have to be broadcast where they could make money off of it, like real money, and then sell it on DVD. And they're not going to do that.
Hasbro's not being unrealistic with the dub thing, because that's any licensor is going to want control over because it's their property you're making look bad.
Right, absolutely.
It's just, how many dubs
How many dubs are there for they're not fan. How many professional
ones? There's one professional dub for in English for these series. Now I'm certain there's probably there may be Chinese dubs or something, but you know,
obviously I can use those
in English. Yeah, obviously in English there's one.
So the Singaporean dub was the only one done in English, and that's the one.
The Omni Productions dub is the only official dub done in English, and it's available. It was made available in the UK in the Metrodome sets.
Yeah. Which is also makes
right. So I mean, it's not even a matter of, like you were saying before, taking the video from this set and then applying the audio over it. You can buy, if you've got a region-free player,
those are expensive.
You can buy a set that's already that way.
They're like $50 a pop at least.
Or stick it in your computer at least.
Yeah, but I really want those because our very own Chris McFeely does commentary on those.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
And he gives a shout out to me in them. I've never even heard it.
Now figure this one out, guys. Hasbro UK let it flew, but wait a minute.
Honestly,
Hasbro UK doesn't let anything fly.
The accents were a little closer to what you would expect in the UK as opposed
maybe.
To here. I mean, honestly,
Hasbro wants to make money, make their property look good, not have blur, slow talking, and like. I'm Wally. How are you?
So let's go ahead and jump to the next story, which of course revolves around this. We may get, probably will get, Super God Master Force and Victory.
Well, you know, I think kind of when the Headmasters DVDs bomb, which they will now, won't get Master Force or Victory
Master Force.
Anymore.
Okay, what's certain to happen is we'll get Master Force, and it will sell zero copies. Actually, it'll sell negative copies because it's Master Force, and we'll never get Victory. Not that Victory is great, but Victory is visually interesting.
How it will sell negative copies because someone will steal it from Walmart, and then they will be so disgusted
they'll try
by
to
it,
return
they will actually. Take it back to the store and try to get their money back for it.
Yeah, so no. I mean, you know, there are parts of Master Force that I do like. I'll admit that. Most of it has to do with the dub. But it's worth watching once.
So for someone like me I've seen bits of the Headmaster series and parts of various parts of Master Force, if you wanted the most complete experience, what would you recommend me putting my money in to receive the complete experience?
Well, do you want a complete experience or an enjoyable experience?
Somewhere between the two.
I'm not going to encourage someone to pirate. That's an option. That's basically going to be your only option. I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but it is. If you want it. I mean, you could buy a copy off of eBay, like one of the Chinese editions, which I'm pretty sure those are pirated as well. So
I've got those. They are. they come on with the Victory opening, and it's got...
Well, the dubs do that anyway.
Four or five levels of stuff. Well, I got one set of dubs that has the Headmaster's opening.
Some of them have it. Some of them have Victory.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the ones with Victory has like about 1,000 levels of subtitles with English in there somewhere, and then they're speaking the RTM1 dub. It's like a really bizarre... But it's the better quality of the pirated DVD sets you're going to find.
Okay, well, let's say I wanted high quality video and reasonable audio.
LaserDisc.
let's be honest. We make jokes, but if you're going to expect high quality audio from the RTM1 dubs, I think they recorded it with one microphone and passed it around.
Yeah, probably.
So, yeah, there's a point you can hear.
We didn't do our April Fool's joke. I just realized it. We were going to dub an episode of animated. Crap! I completely forgot that we didn't.
Still
do
want
that.
To do that?
We need
to
do that.
We got a whole other year to do it for next time.
That's true.
We'll just do it for May.
Yes, May Fools.
Too good of an idea.
I think May's a little too close.
If JD was here, I'd have a joke to share with him, but he's not, so I'm not going to. So let's go ahead and jump to the next story. Greg Berger, he goes and he shills himself for Grimlock. Basically
awesome.
for the Hall of Fame.
It was awesome.
I can't play it now because of the technical difficulties, but it was okay. I like Greg. He's a nice guy. So
he is, and a very well-spoken guy, too. You don't, for some reason, you don't expect it because you're used to hearing him being Odie or Grimlock, and you talk to him. He's like this cool, hip cat that knows a whole lot about everything, and he sounds so intelligent. You're like, man, you are a good actor. Until he does the Odie voice, and he has to do the face when he does it, and that just kills me.
Oh, Odie.
Odie.
Always gets a blunt end of the stick, huh?
Let's not forget Police Academy. What was that, 6, 7 that he was in?
He was in it?
Yeah, the One Where to Go to Moscow.
Oh, God, Rob, I have no idea.
Yeah. He was in that. You can recognize him if you watch it, because it comes on cable pretty often enough. And what's funny is he was actually also recording lines for Duckman while he's doing that movie. And there's a story where basically he had to send DAT tapes back to America for them to use for Duckman. And come on, it's Moscow and the early 90s, late 80s. Think how well that flew.
I've heard that. I've heard that story.
Yeah. Yeah, good idea, American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the club store, starting April 25th next week, will be taking pre-orders for Animated Transtech Cheetor. Probably won't be getting that. And GT Ramjet. I probably will be getting that. So,
You'll try anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Not that Transtech Cheetor isn't, you know, decent. It's just, it no longer interests me. It's a great looking design, but I'm not a huge fan of that mold at all, honestly.
I'd love to get it, but out of the two, I want G2 Ramjet more.
Yeah, if I had to pick.
Yeah.
Sorry, Transtech and Derek J. Wyatt fans. It's just not a good mold.
I don't like the head sculpt they did for it either.
I love the mold.
You do?
Yeah, I love that mold. It's a really fun mold.
Mm.
I like the head sculpt too, but like I said, if I had to pick, it'd be G2 Ramjet just because I'm G2 guy here, you know?
So the mail away for
someone send me one.
Yes, exactly. the mail away for Japan's Generations 2011 book is going to be a Ricochet with Nightstick. What are the chances that we'll be getting this?
Slim.
Yeah, to none.
I don't think we've gotten local versions of any of the Generations book premiums.
But so, what's the chance that we'll have a Repro Labels version of this that we could play with?
That would be one extensive label set, since every plastic color on the toy is different.
Paint it.
It's a very nice. I love the layout on this toy here. I would love to get this over here.
Well, I'm sure we will. You can pay $100 and get it shipped to you from somebody in Japan.
Well, I mean, like, they actually produce it normally. I'm not paying $100 for a deluxe. That's just crazy.
I'm almost sure they will at some point. Because come on, they haven't even repainted this mold yet. You know they're going to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, come on, Christmas or some odd exclusive at Walmart, whatever. That makes a great exclusive.
They haven't, have they?
Yeah, they haven't. And they will.
That shocks me.
Of the Moon. So it might even be part of the Dark of the Moon. They could just, here's a Ricochet. It probably might not come with the Target Master, or if anything, a Power Core Combiner Minicon or something.
That would be great.
No, it won't come with anything extra because... you know, they had to cut paint applications from Jazz to make it fit budget.
Yeah.
Mm, you're right. So, yeah. And he might be missing.
Well, this will be the second go-round of the mold, though. So.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I got like a half a dozen Nightsticks, so I'm pretty sure Ricochet could borrow one.
Yeah, exactly.
Bob's got half a dozen Nightsticks.
No.
And Day Sticks.
Back to the ending bay.
Hey, actually, what's the chance that we'll get an Art Fire based on Grappel?
Ooh, God, that'd be cool.
That would be slim to none.
Just imagine how big the Target Master would be. They could actually take God, how would they do a Target Master of that? Take like a mini. Well,
yeah, minicons. I mean, it's easy enough.
Pre-existing minicon.
Yeah,
there's a couple of Power Core Combiner minicons that make good Target Masters.
Yeah,
for a toy that size,
it'd work. Huh?
For a toy the size of Grapple.
Well, all it has to do is fit the hand size, which wouldn't work with the Grapple version, but Inferno would be fine.
No.
You know, Grapple has non-holding hands.
Yeah. Yeah. I need it.
And if anything, you know, it'd be like the Red Alert deal where they just kind of hung the engine over the gun to make the gun. It used to be like one of those in the package. Just dangle the Minicon from his arm.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if you did Waterlog or Airlift, that would make a good Target Master.
It would be.
It would be awesome if they used Dark Mount as the Target Master. Sorry, that's just stupid. Which is my intent. It was the first Transformer I saw when I looked. Dark of the Moon trailer available at Apple.com on April 28th, 7 p.m. Eastern. Ho-hum.
And lagging at... and completely unwatchable until April 29th.
Yeah, nice. The 3D trailer will be available a month later on the 20th with Pirates of the Caribbean 14.
Yeah.
So, will it be 14? On the Redbox edition of Pirates?
15 at this point?
Pirates of the Caribbean in space.
Yeah. I watched the first one. I didn't like it. I watched the second one, liked it less. I have never watched the third one.
I liked the first one. The other two I couldn't care about. And, you know, I like it. But it's like, hey, try riding Pirates of the Caribbean now. Did you have to plaster them all over to ride?
So, yeah, Michael Bay.
It was a classic ride.
Michael Bay denies the Skids and Mudflap. They no longer exist. Not even in it. What was it he said in the interview? Not even there. Not even in it. Something like that.
Not even in it.
Yeah, so.
Not even in it.
Which is,
we get two new guys.
I kind of want to see them die. It's not really fair.
Yeah,
we get that.
This is not going to be in it, is what he's saying at this point.
I want to see them die.
It's basically, like Barricade after his scene in the 07. Where'd he go? I don't know.
Yeah,
he's around somewhere.
Where's the twins at?
Who knows?
What do you think is going to happen after Transformers 3 with the movies?
Prediction?
Well, Michael Bay.
Reboot
director.
You think they'll reboot? I think they'll continue on.
It's probably a soft reboot where they just like go ahead without looking at what happened behind them.
Well, that happens with every movie.
Yeah, well, that's what's that's either that or direct to video.
I won't be direct to video. I mean, they'll make a Transformers 4.
No. Yeah.
Don't make a Transformers horn, it won't do as well.
Stop Transmorphers.
Yeah. Do you think that the movies after the third one will receive as much budget? Or
no.
Do you think it's going to be, we're just going to cut the budget and just release crap?
They've been releasing crap.
Revenge of the Fallen, they kind of did both, didn't they?
I don't think that Hasbro will let that happen. Like, if they do release it, you know, Hasbro Studios will take it over if Paramount doesn't want it anymore.
Yeah.
But it's really hard for you to believe that Paramount won't do something with it, since they just... I mean, that thing is a cash cow, regardless.
Yeah, turn away millions of dollars.
Right.
Hundreds of millions. No, you know what? I've had it. No. Oh.
Well, I'm just wondering if it's going to be something like they'll reboot it and it'll be like amazing, like... what was the fourth Batman... or the fifth Batman movie?
Batman Begins?
Batman Begins. I'm hoping for Batman Begins, but I'm guessing
Batman Begins had Christopher
Mortal
Nolan.
Kombat 2.
Batman Begins had Christopher Nolan. Transformers 4 will have, like, I don't know, the guy that did X-Men 3.
Brett Ratner,
like that.
Oh. Talking about how the guy did Tropic Thunder, okay?
Did he do Tropic Thunder?
No. I'm just saying that's who'll direct Transformers 4. All right. Blow it up.
But no, I mean,
do Tropic Thunder. Was it anybody famous? No,
I don't know.
Yeah,
but it was. Will they give the franchise to someone who actually knows about Transformers? Are we going to have to go, you know, start all over again? With the
does it matter?
Yes, does
I think
that person exists.
I mean,
in Hollywood.
I mean, really, does it matter? Who are they going to give it to? That knows Transformers. Me. I mean, that would suck. You, you're awesome, but that would suck. XV, that would suck. I mean, you know,
dude, well, it would be awesome if you directed. It would be like six screens on the screen at once.
there's got to be a director who actually will research the material and do it right because he knows.
Michael Bay did that.
You know, he didn't really research the material, though. I mean, I think he sort of said, "Well, I've read it."
He's not going to get entrenched in the canon.
He didn't expect.
He researched it. All he did was just go to Hasbro and do a tour.
I mean,
you know what? I'd rather them try to make a good movie than try to make a slavish fan wanky movie.
Yeah, I don't want some sort of slavish, remake of Target 2006. I mean, that's exactly what I don't want.
Because you know what's going to happen.
What about the Car Wash of Doom?
I would love to see Car Wash of Doom. Can you imagine Rat Bat in 3D flying towards you?
How many people do you have to explain the concept of a space bridge to after Revenge of the Fallen? And he just says, hold on, I'm going to warp you with a space bridge. Jump. So he teleported him? Yeah, it's a space. It's from the old Robot Heaven. Yeah, that was actually the all. You know what? Shut up.
See, now, the way to balance doing a slavish fan naughty thing and a good movie would be to have a montage of sequences that fans would get the meaning of, but don't really have a greater impact on the whole movie. Things like the car wash of doom. You just have the Autobots going around busting up stupid little Decepticon plots for a 2-minute montage.
Yeah, that could happen.
Yeah, or just a bunch of cameos and
Big Pete could just be done well.
Big Pete
well,
just
you don't
said
want
it
to get
chat.
A Star Trek what? Nemesis.
No.
No.
Big Pete just said in the chat, Ben Stiller directed Tropic Thunder. Please let Ben Stiller make Transformers 4.
Ben Stiller did a great job of Tropic Thunder. Yeah.
Please.
But I just, you know, whatever is made, if they make a Transformers movie that is very respectful of what came before, it's going to alienate audiences. It's not like Batman, who has this huge storied history that everyone knows that you have to be somewhat respectful of. You can do whatever you want to with Transformers. It's a sandbox.
Just take the original story and just, I mean, minus change a couple things, you know, just go back to the original 80s story of them crash landing at Earth and just redo it.
They didn't crash land in 80. They crash land like 4 million years ago, and then they woke up.
Crash land every series.
Yeah.
They are kind of being to the point.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but could we just start with, you know, the whole we start with the arc and go back and
No. Well, what, Anthony, you know? A big screen movie cannot support the Autobots running around in lab coats.
I don't
People
know,
would be
man.
Pissed off that spark plugs like hard hats like blue instead of yellow.
Well, you could change a couple things. Like, obviously, Megatron's not going to be a gun, but at least make Megatron something consistent.
Actually, Megatron could talk about his gun and, like, you know, grab his crotch all the time. Like, ugh. That would be great. Okay, let's.
Yeah, I would pay good money to see a movie where Megatron maybe doesn't turn into a gun, but still has the trigger crotch and has to pull it to fire his cannon.
Darkbane, pull that boy.
Okay, can't show it, but trust us, there is an 18-inch tall fan-made Lego Optimus Prime. It's actually kind of nice looking. We'll link to it in the show notes. It's at tformers.com, I think. It should be.
It apparently took 2 years to build.
Yes, it is.
It's impressive. It's impressive.
Yeah. Wow, that is really cool.
Yeah, it really is.
I put this together with the assumption that Brian would have his stuff fixed, but silly me, he didn't throw any more money at it this week.
Yeah.
Which, again, is another joke that relies on JD being here.
Yeah.
So that's why that's why Kilby would be the best director for the next Transformers movie, because he will just continue to throw money at it until it's right.
True.
As long as it takes.
We'd film it with cell phone cameras. And just like Windows Movie Maker. All right. Shia, say no.
I don't use Movie Maker. I use Adobe Premiere Essentials. It's like $60. It's
awesome. You know, that's a good question.
What would Shia look like?
Shia, say no a few more times. We got
to
see.
Do we think Shia's even going to be in the next movies?
He says no, but
I don't know, nor do I care.
Be in them. They're not making Holes 2. Hey, you guys need me in part 4?
Holes 2.
How's that even Steven's reunion coming? You kind of wore out your welcome in Hollywood, Shia. Crap.
Hey, Rob.
No.
Shia was in your mom's Holes 2.
Damn. Wow. I told you.
Yeah. The gloves are off.
He was in your mom's crystal skull.
We got pictures. Yeah, jumping ahead, we got pictures of what is the reflector knockoff? What are they calling it? Scouting Force X.
Legimus X.
What the heck is that? But the packaging on it looks like the Korean Beast Wars or the Korean Takara toys that have the like bad CG art on them.
Yeah. No, that was the Takara Beast Wars toys that had the bad CG.
Did they all have it?
And just copied it.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, so it's...
They all had the bad CG on them. That's not a Korean thing.
No. Like, the Neo didn't look that bad in packaging. But yeah, you're right, the Beast Wars 2nd did. But Neo looked pretty good. Trust me.
That
I bought enough...
CG is kind of a Japanese staple.
Yeah, but the box art makes... The box art looks really not... It is knockoff, of course. But the box art is especially knockoffish. I'm really hoping that they don't... They don't use that. They actually hire someone like John to actually design that.
I think the packaging was the first thing they designed, so that's probably locked in.
I'm not buying it.
Amazing.
It's not bad.
Well, it's pretty darn good for reflector.
Reflectors.
Bear in mind, these toys are smaller than Scouts.
Oh.
Yeah.
There goes my interest.
Right. But, you know, if they were each the size of a deluxe, they would cost like $400.
There went my interest.
Magically be $400 anyway.
$130, I think.
Jeez. Well, guys, we got to pay for this license.
Perfect Effect, who makes this, has some pricing issues.
Yeah.
It doesn't really scale.
Also, stuff they put out is disproportionately expensive, even for third-party stuff.
Yeah, because we got to pay for these 3D print. I mean, the sport fans.
So the G1 Dark of the Moon Leader 2-packs called Transformers Chronicles will be on sale at Big Bad Toy Store for $125 each. And of course, Megatron will have a cap.
That with Megatron will be modified to have an orange safety cap.
Speaking of orange safety cap,
yes.
Nice.
Yes. This is my
This
is my spoiler cap.
Uh-oh. Hey, speaking of exorbitant prices, did you guys talk any about Hasbro's basically their revenue plummeting?
No.
Anybody?
We didn't talk about that. The most hilarious part of that press release was basically Hasbro saying, we bet too hard on the board game. Segment.
No way.
Problem.
Hey, it's 2011. I'm guessing board games are not going to be the hottest thing.
The problem with that whole press report, if you want to relate it to Transformers, won't make it look so good because it's like first quarter earnings of 2011 weren't good for Transformers. Where are you going to blame it on? The stuff you really wanted?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's across the board thing.
Go ahead. Well, I was asking, what exactly were they blaming the downfall for?
It was a non-Transformers year, and like I said, they just kind of said, no, our earnings estimates on certain segments was too aggressive, and they highlighted board games in particular, which was fun.
Yeah, they lost money on board games.
So, yeah, we lost our hat on Uno.
Yes,
as bet. They've bet a bit too much on the Transformers itself, and this year they're really waiting for Transformers, you know, Dark of the Moon to save them from their.
Well, that's gonna be scary after all the movies are done. If they don't have a movie coming out, then they're basically not gonna be making any money.
You also got to factor in the hub because
The hub isn't like rocking and rolling.
One-time costs for the hub.
Well, you also put in the obvious. Other than that whole recession thing and people hardly being able to buy gas, you put in also the fact of, and just the simple fact alone, right after Christmas, not too many kids are buying toys. So that's probably got a factor in there pretty high of time of year.
Plus, you figure the cost of making the toys has probably gone up with the advent of plastics and stuff
that. Yeah, plastic and shipping, especially because of the cost of gas, what it costs to get them over here is insane.
Well, the price of oil's in every plastic thing you buy. Not just the plastic, but the getting it to here from here, the package to here from here. Hey, Walmart, to get it to Walmart, to go to Walmart, come back from Walmart, crap, I'm broke, I'm stuck on the side of the road, but I got wind charger.
Especially these days,
clearly that entire story is fictional because it involved getting wind charger.
Yes. I'm sorry, crap! I got tuna on my flap.
So I mean, one of the things is like I don't know if they still do it, but one of the things that Walmart was infamous for, in particular, is they demand their suppliers every year show them like cost cutting measures, and so they put downward pressure every year.
Don't buy from Walmart. In fact, take that money you were going to take to Walmart and donate to Radio Free Cybertron. Your donation will help Ryan Kilby and his staff purchase additional workers to help them.
We'll go to Walmart and buy Logitech microphones.
Yes.
You don't feed orphans, but you will talk Transformers to them.
Yes. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into spoiler territory. I am going to briefly put on my spoiler hat, as I promised. Spoiler hat. right there.
Can I break out the spoiler mask?
Yes.
I don't have a spoiler mask. Do you have it? Yes, your spoiler mask.
Yeah, let me put the spoiler mask on.
Oh, good God.
Put the shining beacon of... Look away.
Awesome.
Oh, it is
actually,
not what
take
I
off your shirt.
It's Lucha Rob.
It's Lucha Rob. Okay. Spoiler hat is off.
All right.
Let's see if I can get...
I cannot see my computer currently.
That's okay.
Yeah,
it's how they wrestle at all.
Huh?
So, didn't I see this episode already during Beast Wars?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes, you did.
It's a whole new generation, though. It has never seen Beast Wars.
Jack so was funny. Not in this that episode, XV.
And there was no goth kids at that
And there was no Optimus Prime truck.
Yeah.
Was okay, there an Optimus so Prime truck in this?
No Optimus in this episode anyway.
Yeah.
Territory.
Okay, so obviously this was the episode of Beast Wars, but with Echo Warrior added.
Yes, basically.
But so in this episode, we met Air Achnid, who I'm shocked that they didn't go with Black Arachnia.
Yeah,
I really don't know why.
It would have made complete sense if they had.
But
hey, another female Transformer with a new name.
That turns into a spider.
I'm calling her Black Arachnia.
Well, she's clearly designed to be.
Yeah.
The toy, you know.
Black Arachnia. Yeah.
And who voices her?
I don't know.
I think that was Gina Torres, actually.
Cool.
Was it?
Not who I thought it was.
Not Venus Turzo.
Nope.
I thought it was Queen Latifah. I'm not joking. I thought it was Queen Latifah. I was like, dude, is that Queen Latifah? Awesome.
So they can say, we have The Rock and Queen Latifah.
That's a big budget cool. cast.
Yeah, Tia Wiki confirmed that Gina Torres.
Chris Triplett in the... chat room said so.
Yeah, honestly, though, I mean, I want to spoil this, but what is there to spoil? I mean, not a whole lot happened in this episode.
It was actually a really good episode. I thought it was a good one because
it was probably my least. Amazing. It's my least favorite episode so far, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
What did she transform into?
A spider.
She transforms into standing.
She's an air. She transforms into an air acnid.
But she did like I saw this episode with the sound turned down because people
were
talking.
You didn't need it.
And and basically I saw that she transformed from robot to robot with spider legs. Am I wrong? Did I miss something?
That's pretty close.
This was basically I enjoyed the episode, but this was basically it's like, hey, remember that movie Predator? Yeah, let's throw in as many homages to it as we can.
It's not a bad episode. I mean, there hasn't been a bad episode of Prime yet, exactly. But this is my
interesting. There hasn't been any good ones.
There have been some good ones.
Yeah, it had the misfortune of following a speed metal for one.
Speed metal was good,
That was a high to follow.
And, you know,
that's
I mean,
very true.
I didn't watch it till last night, so my memory is still pretty fresh, and I'm trying to really pull out something, you know, notable about it. And, I mean... can't. Not
you know, I think the most
thing.
Notable thing I liked about it was the fact that the minute you started watching it, the whole tone was just really dark and creepy. And
every episode's dark.
Because just to start with, I was already set in the mood and going, oh, something's going to happen. And I really kind of liked this whole side of RC that was completely vulnerable and like scared out of her mind. She was honestly terrified, and I believed it. I believed that she was terrified. So that, in the way of characterization, I think they did a really good job at that.
This seemed to be a pretty formulaic episode, though. I mean, all the episodes, most of the episodes have been pretty formulaic. But again, it's a new series with a new team of people doing it.
Yeah.
But
I'd say the benefit of this episode is we got a new character who didn't die off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you know the problem I'm still having with this series is that it still does not feel like it's
still not G1.
It's really G1. I mean, God knows I would love G1 to be reanimated, but it doesn't have that. It still doesn't feel like Transformers.
Every show feels different, and that's what's cool.
Yeah, but you know, animated had that Transformers-esque. Animated felt like Transformers. This feels like. Like GoBots.
You know, honestly, I'm going to say this. I disagree totally, but I love animated. Animated is the best Transformer series we've ever gotten. I would say that as far as the Transformers feeling goes, even though there's so many homages in animated, I would say that animated is the least Transformers feeling show ever, and that's what makes it great. It's something different.
I don't know.
It's not afraid to be the same.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, Optimus Prime isn't this hardened warrior who's like the wise leader of the Autobots. He's just some dude who's running. I mean, he's like a supervisor in a call center. What's going on? I don't know, but we got to take care of it.
But now you're running into. It's, you know, back in animated, we had Sari, and Sari had a purpose. These kids still don't have a purpose in this show other than
they're the point of view character.
Yeah, but you had to get to, like, season two to finally start seeing, you know, Sari start to come out of herself and have a purpose, though.
Yeah, but didn't we see Sari come out a little bit sooner? I could have swore Sari was a little... I mean, Sari was...
She was the annoying kid in the first season.
Sari was well more fleshed out, I thought.
Sari was definitely fleshed out well. Kids really took to her. Adults really took to her. I love Sari. She's awesome. She's the best human character. Human character that we've ever gotten.
It took the whole first season to actually like Sari.
I think
everybody did. It took the full season to flush out her character.
Isn't it telling? Yeah. You know, I'm not one of the people that hate humans and Transformers. We've always had humans and Transformers. They're what associate it. But the best human Transformers character ever wasn't even human.
Yeah.
Boy, well, that was, boy, what was that?
Sorry.
Certainly wasn't Miko.
No.
Oh, Miko could die for all I care.
But yeah, that was the whole punchline of animated, was that she wasn't. And you didn't find that out until, like, the end of, like, right in the middle of season three.
Yeah.
I know, but basically what I'm saying, though, is if you look at, and not to be going off on a tangent here, but if you look at the kids in Prime compared to animated, the kids beyond the typical basic plot purpose really don't serve anything. They're not in depth. There's really no depth to them.
There's no depth in anything.
Three of them represent very shallow.
We have Ratchet in this series. That's all that matters. That's all the depth we need. The end.
Well, Ratchet is good, and I like the. I mean, the Transformers themselves. Besides the fact that Bumblebee can't talk, which still bugs me, but okay, I'll live with it. But you know, but it's like the Transformers are death. They have history behind them. It's like you saw the Wheeljack episode. There's you know the writing isn't okay. The writing's not as great as animated, but I can live with it. But then you just throw in these kids, and the kids are so vapid, and I'm just like, okay, I want to like these kids.
They're not that vapid.
Give me something more than, okay, Jack has problems at school. The other guy's a nerd, and the other one's a girl that's always rocking out. Just give me something a little bit more. I mean, kids are not that so one cookie cutter.
Were you ever a child, Anthony?
No, I was not. I was formed from primordial ooze around the age of 18.
I don't know. Jack seems very human to me.
Jack's not bad, I guess. Miko I could do without. She needs to grow up, I would say.
That's one thing this episode actually did kind of go against Jack. So far, Jack's been the only human character in Transformers to have common sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this episode, he's like, I'm going to follow you, RC. Wait a minute.
Jack can touch a glowing green panel. That might be radioactive, you know.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Maybe they'll bring snacks to space.
I think the biggest thing that they're having a problem with in Prime is the fact that they have such a huge cast. The more people that you have on the screen, the more you're going to take away from somebody else when you put another character on the front screen.
Do you think they have a huge cast?
You know what we need in Prime? We need
three kids. They're trying to hit so many demographics with the three different characters that they have, with human kids, that they might be overshooting. And who knows? We won't really know that till the end of the first season to see what are they doing with the conflict. Why would it make sense to have three kids in there?
G1 had.
We won't know that till the end of this
G1
season.
G1, from any given time, had four humans on it.
Yeah.
I think everybody's going to get it to the end of the first season at least.
I mean, the Unicron trilogy had three annoying kids.
Three, all the time.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, President Fred for life.
Well, G1 had just
That's
Spike.
What Prime needs is Fred.
Yeah. G1, you just had Spike, but I remember thinking on some of the
episodes. Claws. You had Chip Chase.
Well, that's true. But I remember watching G1 going... I remember watching G1 thinking, man, they're really covering a lot of characters this episode. And when I look at Prime, I'm like, I want more characters. It's like, okay, I want more than just Bulkhead and you know, the other
four. Yeah, I agree. I want more characters in
I want
in
more,
Prime.
Too, but we got to remember, with G1, we got a bunch of characters, but Prime was playing basketball, and all Warpith did was walk around with Tourette syndrome. Well, one character, but we get to know what he's feeling at least, instead of just going bam zoom.
And the difference between
on the other hand, though, in the G1 cartoon, we had Swindle selling his teammates.
That true, was awesome.
We also had a whole episode of Sea Spray trying to fall in love. So I mean, it is possible.
Wasn't trying to fall in love. He was just trying to get into alien girl's pants.
That's what I meant. I was only up for the kids here.
G1 happened to have an amazing bit of science because it proved that with anything's possible, like a crippled kid can stand all of a sudden.
Oh, God. Okay, let's go ahead and just say not the best episode of animated. Definitely not the best episode of animated.
Right.
Not the best episode of Prime. Yeah, we're done. No huge spoilers there, so.
You know, yeah. And the one thing I hate to say this, but I almost don't want to have Cullen voicing this Prime. It's almost like when I see Prime and he doesn't have a nose, it's almost like sacrilegious. It really bugs me to hear. It's like Cullen's voice is like so much more epic than all the other actors in this show.
I would say Cullen
to have a nose to carry that.
Smells like Decepticons.
Listen to Cullen now, and listen to Cullen in G1. It's like he doesn't even sound the same.
Yeah, and that's the problem is that Cullen just doesn't fit with this show. I almost want David Cade did animated.
I want him to say boobies.
Finally, a booby trap that catches boobies.
G1 was so awesome.
Get in there, Carlos.
Unfortunately, you know, Peter Cullen has become the de facto Prime.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
The way they're trying to push this, I mean, it is obviously a consistent with the movies.
Yeah, God,
that's what's fancy right now. So, without Prime, kids will get confused.
I think kids liked David Kaye as Prime pretty well.
Yeah, David Kaye was awesome as Prime. If they used him for this one, I would have been happy for it.
I mean, I have a soft spot in my heart for Gary Chalk, but Gary Chalk, you know, his Optimus was just, you know, his primal.
Flat.
Yeah, it's not, you know.
Well, you can't blame
Robot.
And it was the script. It's not him, it's
Gary
the script.
Chalk for how his Optimus Prime came across because
it's not his
that
fault.
Was just bad voice directing.
Yes.
He was very limited.
Well, you do also got to give Gary Chalk credit for having the most intelligent Prime of any series because he actually told the kids to get out of the way. You know, it's like, hey, we're going to protect you kids. Hey, stand right in the line of fire.
He definitely
line of fire. No, not that. He's like, we want to help Prime. Well, you can help by standing over here out of the way. That's how you can help, Fred.
You can help by GTFO.
Yes, okay.
Exactly. He's like, no, you're not coming to space, kids. No. is down? Damn it, Minicons.
Let's talk about comics. Amy, what's going on in the comic realm this week?
Well, this week, today, we have Heart of Darkness number 2.
Yeah.
It comes out today. This issue really confused me.
Uh-oh, this was the breaker?
Wasn't the breaker... It just okay. If it's supposed to fit in with the rest of the continuity that they've made, and I know I yell out continuity, and I'm sure a lot of people go, "Oh, great, here we go." It's got continuity issues. No, I'm willing to give it to the next two issues to figure out because it's only going to be 4 issues anyhow. But like, I'm wondering how it is that Galvatron in this is able to function outside. They still haven't really address all of those little concerns that I've had with how it fits with Revelations. In this, basically, Galvatron, it just picks up from where we last saw them. They find the big sphere that's the portal to the dead universe, and we find out what happened to Hardhead and RC and Jihaxis and all of the people on Gorlan.
I know what happened to Jihaxis.
No,
he died
I
in TFG. He died in TFG. Generation 2 comics number 11.
I haven't seen you since
Jaxus, how is it you live? I thought you died in TF Generation 2 comics number 11. Sorry.
You know, really, I think
that would improve the
IDW comics.
Okay, sorry. If no one,
I'm just confused by it. Let's just say that I confused at the point that I haven't really been able to formulate a review for it yet. So I'm like, of course I've been busy too. So I'm like, I'm lost. And that is the only thing that I can really do to sum up the whole issue is that it's making me lost because I don't know how it's all working. How is the dead universe affecting the normal universe? And how are the characters that went to the dead universe in the normal universe and some of them being affected and others are not? So it just doesn't make sense to me yet. So until
I'm
then,
explain
sounds
to
like
you.
Bad writing.
I'm going to explain to you, Amy, what's going on here. This is called Modern Transformers Comics. It's been going on since Dreamwave. Hey, there's a loose strand put left behind. Meh. What? How did you survive? Oh, it was cool. It wasn't that bad. We made it. Hey, didn't you die? We got to go save that. That's what happened.
Let's just pretend that didn't happen.
It didn't happen, yeah, right.
The boat exploded, and Roy Schreider and the rest of the crew just magically swam to safety.
Next and there issue. Was no shark, right?
Exactly. And Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
Whoa.
That's deep. Spoilers!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my bad. Too soon? Spoiler.
Oh, yeah, if you haven't watched it yet, then it's your own fault if you haven't seen Six Sense.
Exactly.
Turns out Galvatron was a sled.
There's also art issues with this as well. So it's been kind of, a lot of people have said that they don't feel that the art is really working for them. So that combined with the fact that I'm really lost with what's going on. I don't know what to say about it. So
I think you're being more negative than Negatron. Dave, I see that in Family Guy this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think that actually, that is very rare for Amy, because usually she is very, happy-go-lucky about
well,
these
Well, if you haven't read it and you haven't seen it, you definitely don't
know.
No,
I was just, I really was just trying to pull up the Family Guy reference, so.
I think that means, I mean,
it
that
takes
means.
A lot to make me be negative about something.
That means this Heart of Darkness thing is very in trouble, right? Because if we've got, if you have Amy, who really does genuinely love these IDW comics.
It's a little anticlimactic. Let's just say that we were really excited to get it, and then we saw the art, and it's definitely not suited for a Transformers comic.
Oh, okay. So it's the art.
The art just and that really is what's throwing me. Well, that's the first thing that's throwing me, and then the other thing that's throwing me, like I said, is the fact that I'm confused with how we've got
how could
two
this happen?
Yeah. I'm going to take it. I'm going to break in Amy's thing for a second. I want to actually, if hopefully this will go over the air, I want to play some Ravage 3 Bodies Evolution.
Ooh.
Awesome.
Come on.
Is it going
to? You guys probably can't hear.
Cannot.
No.
God, which one of us wrote
this?
That?
Is so awesome.
Oh, that was the real Deathy, right?
Yeah.
This was.
Maybe.
Well,
real Deathy acts like fake Deathy now, so who knows?
This was the
it
best
was
thing
least
ever.
The real Deathy, as we understood it to be the real Deathy at the time.
Real Deathy.
That's Walkie from
awesome.
Short Pact.
He lately, every single post on ATT, do not follow if you are going to troll me. Do not respond.
Okay. This was a fanfic by our pal. Loosely, I'm going to say pal, Tiger Megatron from Alt Toys Transformers. It was just so laughably awful and incomprehensible that we recorded it. So go to tfradio.net, go to our archives and read it and listen to it. It's the best thing.
Awesome.
Ravage 3 Bodies
ever.
Evolution.
Ravage 3 Bodies Evolution. It was
I
so
nominated the last... for the trannies for the best fanfic ever.
It won, it won for best fanfic.
Because it was the best fanfic.
It was.
This fanfic, Starscream and Megatron kiss. This fanfic, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. The what was the best part of Ravage 3 Bodies Evolution?
Why am I floating in space like this?
Step there.
That's definitely the one that everybody thinks of.
Well, I mean, it's just like, take a picture, just look at a Ravage toy and that pops in your head magically now.
It does. I can't help it.
Any other than the picture of Ravage doing this hit the leap, that cassette Ravage does? Because then you're just like, Any other thing? Like, why am I floating in space? You can't get a ravaged toy without doing that at least once.
I can't. I can't. Okay, Amy, sorry. You go ahead and finish.
Well, the last thing I wanted to plug in real quick was that the Underbase interviewed Mike Casa yesterday, and it is up. So if anybody wants to go listen to it, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes. And believe me, it is epic. It was awesome. Go listen to it. It was really good. So. And Mike Costa is a really great guy, so, yeah.
You know, he's a really great guy.
Longer than the last Ravage. Transformers movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it is kind of about that epically long, yeah.
But you didn't walk up, pee, come back, and go,
Okay, let's see here. God, I'm going to read Ravage 3 Body's Evolution before I go to bed.
Oh, jeez.
I can't.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
It's not that long. I've read it like 15 or 20 times.
I don't know what I like best, that one or Deathy's Kiss Play fanfic.
I don't want to think about that.
No, he put every single
Kiss Play fanfic.
Because at the time on ATT, people were randomly writing Kiss Play fanfics, just, I guess, trying to see if they could get away with being, ooh, sassy. And then all of a sudden, Deathy's like, Ultimate Kiss Play fanfic with everybody from ATT. And it was just like a paragraph of people's name, or kissing, paragraph of people's name, and then like, like who's doing what to who. It's just like, what's cool? It's not even funny. It's just insert a bunch of names are humping.
Deathy really provided us with some fan fiction gold in his time.
Deathy is. Why isn't he in the Hall of Fame?
He should be.
All right, guys, good voting. Deathy Hall of Fame.
Okay, so hey, John, what's going on in the chat this week?
Let's see. Well, I regret to inform you, we got a little bit too much into the relationship of Jack and RC. And I will stop there. We also talked about, let's see here. Hey, early in the show, you know, we glossed over, of course, Headmasters. Is there a particular G1, quote unquote, G1 Japanese show that you would recommend to the fans, to the chat?
What do they want out of it?
Check out?
Zone.
Zone is only one episode, so you can stomach that. Yeah. And it's insane. It's full of capes and brains and explosions. It's awesome.
It's like, did you know you can blow up an entire planet by shooting it a few times and throwing a spear at it?
Yes.
You can.
In fact, if you're one of the people who love G1, G-E-E-W-U-N, you'll really like Zone because, of course, a lot of G1 characters show up with capes.
And if you like the concept of how GoBots work, you'd like this because Predic King has a brain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe there's something to that crossover.
Funny bit of trivia in the chat. Okay, so the voice of Miko was also the voice of Jade Chan in Jackie Chan Adventures. How about that?
Wow.
Wow. But Jade Chan was 10 times more awesome than Miko.
No, it's not. Yeah. Miko's awesome because she's like heavy metal. Yeah. Let's go. Let's get my guitar.
I forgot that there was a Jackie Chan
Adventures.
Yeah.
Awesome. What it basically did was they rehashed all of Jackie Chan's old Hong Kong action movies and just put it into a show.
That's cool.
If you remember the Karate Kid cartoon, it was not that different from that.
Was Jackie Chan a contemporary of the NASCAR cartoon?
Maybe
Dinosaurs.
It was a WB cartoon, so I guess it wasn't.
Yeah. No, I thought that was a Fox Kids cartoon.
No, Jackie Chan.
Not Jackie Chan, that NASCAR show.
It was. It was
NASCAR
Fox.
NASCAR was a Fox Kids cartoon.
I remember that show.
I mean, that kind of explained the whole thing right there.
Yeah, probably
very
does,
true.
Doesn't
very
it?
True.
It was hardcore. Hey, last thing, real quick. We also talked about Peter Cullen. If you accept that his voice work has changed over time, we were talking about whether that's the result of voice direction or age
or tobacco
or what? Tobacco, cancer, that kind of thing. So it's an interesting
alcohol
discussion on what has caused the change, if it's age or if he's just being told to be dark and brooding and kind of ominous.
Well,
Peter Cullen drinks a whole lot, so it could be.
Yeah, and I know two friends that basically both years of BotCon they ran into Peter Cullen when he was drunk and did not have a very good experience with him.
Oh, that was the best experience for Peter Cullen.
Yeah. Well, no, but he was like being some. To make a very long story short, he thought they were taking photos of him, and he started cussing at them. It was like a, you know, just
quit whacking my shit.
My idol, what's going on? My life is being ruined. My idol's yelling at me. So, but basically, I mean, Age is going to change his voice for what he has. I mean, Peter Cullen is very lucky to, you know, I just had, lost my train of thought.
It's not much of a tale, but I'm kind of attached to it.
Actually,
no, Peter Cullen, he's been very lucky. His voice has not changed that much compared to a lot of other voice people, a lot of voice actors, a lot of musicians. Generally, as you get older, your voice goes down in range and it becomes lower. So he's been fairly lucky that his voice hasn't wavered too much. Now, it has wavered a little bit. If you watch the original 1987 movie and you watch the recent movies, you can definitely tell a difference if you pay close attention. But he's been fairly lucky that the majority of his voice has pretty much hung in there for as long as it has. Frank Welker, he's been fairly lucky, but obviously there's some debate on whether or not his voice has obviously changed, and his voice has probably changed a lot more than Cullen's has over the course of the years. Now, Welker can still do things, and I feel like from the examples he's done, he can definitely do the old Megatron, but it's probably a little more grueling to him now than it was back in his younger days.
Awesome. Okay, so let's go ahead.
You ever see Peter Cullen fall over?
No, I. God, let's skip the Cullen. We're like running an hour here. We need to finish up. I guess Peter's playing JD this week. What's going on this week in history?
Okay, I'm sorry, XV, but I will read this. Just get over it.
Damn you!
Today, 4/20 is George Takei.
Takei.
Was that a Takei?
No, I'm sorry, Takei.
What a bad geek.
Well, anyway,
happy birthday to me.
It's 2K, like 2K.
To prepare for sex. I'm not too sure what's going on there.
You're reading too much, Peter.
22 and 20. Friday and Saturday will mark the 96. Holy crap! 15-year anniversary that Beast Wars Part 1 and Part 2 debuted, respectively.
Yay!
Just so you did not notice, like in the beginning, you know, where the credits, you know, run in and say Beast Wars a couple times. Optimus Primal, voiced by lovely Gary Chuck, also says Beast Wars. So
we will call this Beast Wars.
Yeah, we'll call
this five of us.
We will call this Beasties.
Did he do this? Because for some reason I remember him saying Beast Wars, and he does one of these.
Yes.
Okay, so he did a Breakfast Club thing. Okay, so it's right. All right, so that is...
Let it be called Beast Wars. Prime, there's five of us. Shut up, this is my moment.
Don't steal my thunder.
This should be Beast Backyard Scrap. Shut up.
Beast Wasteland? No, stop it.
It's like the sharks, you know, they're like, hey, Beast Wars, Beast Wars.
Okay.
But, so that is the This Week in History.
Awesome.
Can't believe it's been 15 years since Beast Wars first ran.
Yes.
So sad. Yeah, senior in high school.
So okay, I remember it was on. I would randomly catch it and be like, "This show's awesome!" And then it would go off for a couple weeks.
I remember being really confused.
I remember rumors that it was a Transformers show, even though it said Transformers. I was still in that, you know, oblivious state. I was like, "Is this a Transformers show?"
I saw the toys before I saw the show, and I was like, "Awesome! Here's the new what? Who's Maximus?" I was like really confused for a little bit. I was like,
"Primal."
Well, no, I was like, there's a whole lot of Predacons. There's only five of them. What the hell?
Yeah.
I was like, really confused. I had to, like, when I was like, okay, I didn't have the internet at home at the time.
Yeah,
and, you know,
no, God, no.
It didn't work with Usenet.
I didn't have internet for, like, 3 years after that.
Yeah.
I was, like, a sophomore or junior in high school. Okay, let's go ahead and jump to our topic. So, the big news is I'm probably not going to BotCon this year.
Woo! I mean,
no.
And because of that, I'm actually not going to be rooming with Don, and so Don needs a roommate. So we need your help.
He likes the nightlife.
We definitely need Don.
This is the dating game.
Yes.
We need Don to introduce himself. I think
Don. Okay, Don is. If you've ever gone to BotCon, you've met Don.
Yes.
Don is a staple. Don is actually one of the most famous people in the fandom.
I've never met him yet, so this will be my first time.
Yes, Don is awesome.
You are.
Oh yeah, no, Don, not kidding. You are the subject this week.
I've also never met Don either, so, you know.
Don is good people.
Don is awesome. I've always, for years, I've always known who he was, but I actually never met him until this past year. I never, you know, he's one of the people like, Ben Yi. You know, I've said things to Ben Yi before, but never, like, actually sat down and talked with him. Don's one of those guys. Like, this year, like, yes, I'm going to talk to Don. I'm going to talk to Ben Yi. So, but, you know, I'm not going in, so Don needs a roommate. So, just go ahead and send an email to contact@tfradio.net, or there's more. Go to our Facebook fan page and, you know, just sort of submit you know, some information like, hey, I'd like to room with Don. But we're actually going to provide a service. So this is like crunch time for BotCon. So this is the time when people are trying to scramble to get roommates, so on and so forth. So we're going to play, like, I guess, for lack of a better term, the trans fan hookup game.
Oh my god!
This sounds very, 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 very wrong. Bad.
Actually, there are people. I've met the people who go to BotCon with the expectation that they're going to hook up. But we're going to help you do it. But not in that
like
way.
It could be a disaster.
Could
do
be a
you
disaster.
Want some date game music?
Judging by Sean's reaction on the chat, it seems like this is a surprise to him as well.
Yes.
I'm just going to say, we don't have to. He's not called Headmaster Don for nothing.
Oh, God, Rob, yeah. That's not cool.
Come on.
Oh, Rob, man.
Not cool. No, that's not the point of this. That's unfair.
That's bad.
Hey, Don.
Don will never listen again. Thank you, Rob.
Don is a lover, and he will, like, bring it.
Okay. Don is awesome. But no, seriously, if you're in need of a roommate, or even if you're not, just fake it. Send us an email or post
it. Or if you need of just a good time.
Yeah, because apparently faking it is
fine.
Yeah.
Post it to our YouTube page. Whatever. We're going to do as much as we can. So send us an email if you just want to send us some details. contact@tfradio.net. We'll tell you this. If you don't send us an email, we're just going to make crap up. So we're gonna have some fun with this. If you send us something, we're going to make fun of you. Not just for Don. If you need a roommate, if you have an extra room or whatever, send us an email. So, we'll be posting something to our YouTube channel as well, and we're going to expect some responses. So, you know, give us your name, your information. If you have a room, if you need a place to crash, so on and so forth. We're going to make a game out of this. So, what BotCon is what in 5 weeks?
7 weeks.
7 weeks.
7 weeks.
So
that's soon.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and start doing that. So starting next week, we're going to start playing those or reading the emails. So we're going to have some fun with that. So there you go.
So is it all right if, like, they make stuff up just to, you know?
It's better if they do that, actually.
I don't know. I mean, I think that the truth would be better than any fiction they could come up with.
Yeah, good point. In fact, it's like, hi, I'm Don. You might know me from really wanting a Headmaster RC for a long time. And you are... I own a Weird Wolf missing a Headmaster, and I use a Picard head painted silver that I glue onto it.
I smell sitcom.
Is there some sort of... is there a prize for the... to become
just the satisfaction of knowing you helped another
Don
fan.
Don is your prize.
Yeah.
This isn't just for Don. This is not just for Don. This is the crunch time when people need roommates. I've had people contact me. Hey, Brian, you going? I've got extra room. You know, no, I'm not going. But we want to help people. You know, make connections. So it's gonna be awesome.
Once again, Brian, you're bringing the world together.
Yes.
I'm saying Don is
one
good
person
people.
At a time,
and we're not promising any type of relations or anything. That's not the point of this. Yeah. You know, whatever happens naturally and organically happens. I mean, I can't control that.
Don is good people, and if you need more than a prize than to spend time with a good person that you can enjoy the weekend with, then I don't think you're
Don. We need a commercial that starts off going, "Hello, ladies, look at me. Now look at your transformer. Now look back at me." Sadly, you don't have a transformer, but you can touch my transformers if you come with me.
Well, with
You can touch my head.
No, Anthony.
Our listeners do have Transformers, though, Anthony.
Boy.
Yes. I mean, it's a Transformers
enough for Don for one night.
Yes. So,
one or two.
So, if you need a room, contact at tfreddy.net. I'll hook you up with Don. But if you just send us an email, send us some information about yourself, and we'll put you on the show. And just be checking our Facebook fan page, or also tfradio.net, and we'll post all of that there. So,
hey, Brian, do you still have that voicemail number?
Yeah, it's what is it, 989-99? I don't even know.
Solicited that. Maybe they could have like a little like 1 minute intro and discuss. You know.
Yeah, let's see here. What is it? It's
931-99 GoBot.
Yes, 931-99 GoBot.
There you go.
It's a good number to call.
Yes, it's a good number to call if you want to know more about
long distance rates may apply.
Yeah, but nobody pays long distance anymore. Not in this country.
Just cell phone. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Or Google Voice, you know, whatever.
This is Google Voice, so it's pretty awesome.
Gmail chat is free, so
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you know, if you need someone to room with, or you have a room, let us know. We'll help you out.
And if you need to contact Don directly, his number is.
No, I'm not giving. I don't even have Don's number.
Just curious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
God, right. I've called you 550.
You want
times.
To swap
Why
shots?
Why won't you return my calls?
So we'll have some fun with that next week. Okay. So anything else? We're running long here, John. Any craziness in the chat? Twitter theater.
No, I think they're all just kind of shocked.
Twitter theater. Okay, Rob. People watching live, go to tfvideo.net. Briefly, we're going to play the strangest Twitter theater in the last couple weeks.
This is the strangest?
It's up there.
No.
Sure?
I love the voice just screws with me.
I think the one where we rolfed all over the place was probably the worst.
In the last couple weeks.
Right.
That was a lovely music
that
video about someone's dedication.
Scary
one. I lost about 5 pounds. It was great.
This week's Twitter theater was... non-RTM1 dub, that would be fun dub-wise, and that would be the Mandarin dub of... G1 Transformers, where Soundwave has an opera singer's voice.
I think I can play that.
Sweet.
Doesn't work without the reverb, Rob.
I know. I can't do it. It's instead of sounding like Dr. Claw working the window at Checkers, it's like fabulous.
Let's play it. I think this will go out. That is so weird.
Yeah. It are you playing it right now, Brian?
Yes.
So, do not attempt to adjust any of your speakers or anything. That reverb is from the clip.
That's all Soundwave.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's like, you know, it's like one of my fail safes when I run out of ideas. It's like, well, let me just play a foreign dub of Transformers. Because no matter what, if you're used to hearing it in one language and one set of voices, it's going to sound funny. But then it's like, but Mandarin.
Apparently, nobody's getting sound.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, it sounds like...
If you go to tfvideo.net, you can...
Yes.
Yeah, stupid technical difficulties. I'll dub it into the podcast. People will hear this. Yeah, XV's right. It's the worst show ever. Sorry.
Yeah. Now aren't you sad you deleted that?
Yes.
We are taking the Emmy, the daytime, nighttime Emmy.
The daytime, nighttime Emmy?
Well, it depends on when you listen to it.
Yeah, it depends when it's...
And we're going to win it.
We are taking the tape delay Emmy.
This is a great episode.
Yeah.
we sell one of our beloved listeners out to the audience.
Well, that's better than you tried to sell me out to the audience, Rob.
Well, at least we're not making everybody want to dig their eyeballs out.
You
like,
guys,
a couple weeks ago.
You guys play nice, and we'll have an XV and Billy... Oh. Coming over with fish sticks, and they're cooking you dinner.
Oh, good guy.
Oh, that is so wrong.
I don't do fish sticks.
No more, no fish sticks. Okay.
Ah, crap.
Let's wrap things up and call it a day. We'll jump to new Soundwave.
Apologize.
I don't.
We apologize for the technical difficulties.
There needs to be a disclaimer on this episode.
Yes.
Yeah, there really does.
Yes.
Disclaimer, yes. A very big disclaimer on this.
Okay, so thank you for watching and or listening, or both. I would not recommend going back and listening if you've watched. You've had enough.
I do. You know, do it on the treadmill like I do. Put the headset on. Oh, Transformers. Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay, so Anthony, thank you for being on this week. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
Good having you.
Thank you, sir.
People out there, we'll be back.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
It's always good to have you back, man.
We will be back next week. Have a good one on Radio Free Cybertron.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.